What if the world's largest experiment on human behavior was happening right now, and you were part of it? Every day, over a billion people reveal their most intimate desires through internet searches, leaving digital footprints that tell a remarkable story about human sexuality. Unlike traditional sex research relying on small samples of college students willing to answer uncomfortable questions, computational neuroscientists Ogi Ogas and Sai Gadam analyze the anonymous behaviors of millions to illuminate the fundamental differences between male and female desire with startling clarity. The internet functions like a massive version of Kenneth Gergen's 1973 darkened room experiment, where strangers touched, hugged, and kissed when granted complete anonymity. Online, people freely expressed desires they'd never reveal publicly. This digital anonymity has revealed the astonishing diversity of human sexual interests, exemplified by Rule 34, a viral internet maxim stating, "If you can imagine it, it exists as internet porn." Yet beneath this apparent infinite variety lies a surprising pattern. Merely 20 different interests account for 80% of all sexual searches, with just 35 interests covering 90%. Human sexual interests, rather than being infinitely diverse, cluster around a surprisingly limited set of common categories, much like how human faces, while unique, share common features. Men's sexual brains function as specialized visual detection systems. At Duke University, male rhesus macaques willingly trade fruit juice to view images of female monkeys, demonstrating how deeply ingrained visual sexual cues are in male primates. This visual drive is powerful enough that professionals risk careers to indulge it. Investigations found government employees viewing pornography on work computers. One SEC employee filled his hard drive with content and resorted to burning files onto DVDs, showing how this drive can override rational thinking. Age dominates male visual interests in one of every six sexual searches. Data reveals two peaks, an intense cluster around teens and a broader secondary peak around 50-year-olds, with more searches for the latter than 19-year-olds. This pattern remains consistent across cultures, suggesting biological origins. Despite fashion magazines promoting thinness, men's private searches reveal different preferences. For every skinny search, there are nearly three for fat girls, with many appreciating exaggerated feminine features historically associated with fertility. Unlike men's instantly activated visual desire, women's desire functions like a Miss Marple detective agency, a neural system evaluating potential partners before allowing arousal. This evolved from women's greater reproductive investment, making partner selection crucial. This difference explains female Viagra failures. These drugs increased physical arousal without affecting sexual interest in women, unlike in men. The female brain doesn't automatically translate physical changes into desire. This disconnect between physical and psychological arousal creates discomfort for many women. Meredith Chivers' review of 132 studies confirmed men experience strong correlation between physical and psychological arousal, while women show almost none. A woman's physical response poorly predicts her actual feelings. The detective agency has specialized components. The emotional detective evaluates character traits like honesty and loyalty. The social detective gathers intelligence from others, explaining women's greater communication through texting, social media, and phone calls. These systems intercept bodily signals until proper evaluation occurs. Unlike men who respond to visual stimuli, women are aroused by psychological cues about a man's stability, commitment, status, competence, and kindness. Qualities conveyed through narratives, explaining romance novels' enduring popularity from 1740s Pamela to modern bestsellers. Romance heroes typically occupy high-status professions. Doctors, cowboys, bosses, princes, and ranchers dominate Harlequin novels. Blue-collar workers, bureaucrats, and men in feminine roles are notably absent. These characters embody power and competence, classic alpha traits. Despite attraction to alphas, psychologist David Buss found kindness and understanding ranked as women's top preference across 37 cultures, explaining the coconut template of romance heroes: tough exterior with a sweet interior accessible only to the heroine. Wealth serves as a powerful alpha indicator, with Amazon featuring hundreds of millionaire romance titles. This attraction to resources appears throughout the animal kingdom. For women, competence remains non-negotiable. Unlike men, who pursue attractive women regardless of capability, women strongly prefer capable, intelligent men, a preference evolved through sexual selection. One of women's most fundamental psychological cues is irresistibility, the feeling of being sexually desirable. As Madame de Stael wrote, "The desire of the man is for the woman. The desire of the woman is for the desire of the man." This powerful cue transcends cultures and time periods. Unlike men's outward-focused desire, women possess a panoramic sexual awareness that includes self-perception. This internal view often outweighs their partner's explicit desire, explaining why female self-esteem profoundly affects sexual satisfaction. Women who feel confident report higher pleasure regardless of their partner's actual attraction level. The popularity cue influences female desire through social proof. In romantic comedies, a man's appeal increases when other women show interest, an evolutionary response suggesting his value. Equally important is adorability, a woman's desire to feel loved for her unique qualities. Romance novels demonstrate this when heroes show steady, irrational, and everlasting love through sacrifice, emotional vulnerability, and choosing the heroine above all others. Like the Mona Lisa's elusive smile, sexual cues can combine to create erotical illusions, novel combinations that hyperstimulate our sexual perception. In modern pornography, transsexual or T-girl porn featuring feminine bodies with male genitalia primarily attracts heterosexual men. This creates an erotical illusion through the juxtaposition of feminine features that trigger typical male arousal alongside the penis, which powerfully activates the male sexual brain. Paranormal romances create perfect erotical illusions for women by combining supernatural alpha traits with emotional vulnerability. Characters like J.R. Ward's Wrath, 6 feet, 6 inches of pure terror dressed in leather, embody an impossible mix of dominance and submission. These vampire heroes possess exaggerated masculine traits, immortality, wealth, fighting prowess, and high status, yet are ultimately brought to their knees by ordinary women. Both forms demonstrate how modern media combines sexual cues in ways nature never could, activating ancient arousal patterns with particular potency. Research confirms everyone is someone's ideal, regardless of attributes. Women of all types are desired by countless men, while men of every temperament can find women who desire them when love is mutual. This attraction diversity ensures genetic variety and species survival. The main obstacle to sexual harmony isn't physical compatibility, but assuming others share our preferences. By recognizing each other's sexual cues, from subtle body language to explicit communication, we develop greater compassion and connection. Men's rigid cues are neurologically difficult to change, while women's more adaptable preferences cannot simply be suppressed. Our conscious cortex allows us to reflect on our sexuality and evaluate our unique cue patterns. This self-awareness helps us accept our fantasies without being controlled by them. Understanding the fundamental differences between men and women provides both scientific insight and a practical path to empathy in relationships. Lasting sexual happiness comes from authentic expression while respecting boundaries and honoring both our primal nature and capacity for love.